Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, it's Troy Dooley coming to you live from my cell phone because we have a storm that's rolling through and we've just got static like crazy on the regular lines today and it's nutty. So I'm excited about being here. We missed yesterday's show and I want to say I'm sorry for that. We had a glitch over at Blog Talk Radio. Don't have a clue what happened, but we are back at it today. We're like Pony Express. You can't keep us down. We may get a little crazy. We may get out and about, but we're going to make this thing rock. Today, we're talking about the pathway question. And I'm excited about this because we've been going through this series that John Maxwell has created in his book, Putting Your Dream to a Test. And as we've gone through it, as we've looked at it, you know, we realize that each of the 10 questions work upon each other. And today, the question that you've got to look at is, do you have a strategy for reaching your dreams? And any of you that have been on our trainings over the years, you know that I'm real big on mapping out everything. You have to have a map. If you don't have what we call the massive action plan put together in your life, put together in your business everywhere, then all you really are doing is daydreaming. You're out there fantasizing about something, but you're not moving forward. It doesn't put you on that journey. It doesn't give you objectives along the way. You know, when you go down old Route 66, you'll go for miles out there with what seems to be nothing, and then all of a sudden there's a gas station right where you need to fill up with gas. And there may not be, you can look around and there's nothing else there except this gas station. They knew where to put the objectives. They knew exactly where it had to go. And that's what we have to look at. You've got to be able to find your pathway to success. And the only way to find your pathway to success is to be able to map it out. You know, I've got a 8.5 by 11 binder that I use every year. And starting in December, we start looking backwards. We say, where did we go from January till December? Have we hit all of our objectives? If we haven't hit all those objectives, we put those on a separate piece of paper to carry over into 2010, or we trash them. We look at why didn't we hit that objective? What was in the way? What's the key thing that we have to look at? Who do we need to be talking to? Where did we fall short? The only way to know is to have it mapped out, have it put down. That's the key. And that's what we're looking at today. So I want you all to think for a second. If you were going to, let's say, put together a computer, you know, would you just go out and buy a bunch of parts not knowing what you're going to do? No. You start taking the actions. You start putting it all together. That's what we're going to do here. That's what these training calls are about. It's taking it step by step by step. So what is your plan? Do you have a strategy right now to put your dream into action? Have you figured out a way to take it from the drawing board, just from the mindset? You know, Napoleon Hill talks about this. You're going to think it first. You're going to conjure it up in your mind. Then you're going to put it down on paper. Then you're going to build it. That's the way that it works. So you have to ask yourself that pathway question. Do you have a plan? Now, the thing is, most people don't. Most people dream. Most people get excited. Most people put it in their mind and they roll out. They never put it on paper. And I don't know why. You know, there's this old myth that runs around that says Harvard or Yale or somebody did this survey, and out of all the people, only 3% wrote down their goals, and when they did, they achieved them, and the other 98 or 97% didn't. I've never been able to find that in writing anywhere. That's just somebody started that probably back in the old days, and it's been that way ever since. So, you know, but it has merit to it. When you actually think about it for a second, if you're willing to write something down, the neurological system automatically starts to take ownership of it. If you start talking about it to yourself, if you talk about it to others, you take more ownership of it. And eventually it becomes a part of you. And that's one of the reasons that we write it down. But listen, here is a survey. John puts it in his book. You can go buy the book, Put Your Dream to the Test. It's on the market. It's a great book. But here's what he puts down. He says 20% of people focus on specific tangible targets. That means they're writing something down and they're dealing with it. Other people don't. When you think about that, 26% focus on specific, tangible targets for which they want in life. You know, that's the key. You know, when I wanted my lovely bride, who I've been married to now for almost 22, 23 years, it was fun because I literally wrote to her every day. I would write her poems. I would write her letters. I would send her cards. I mean, that I was focused. You know, 19% set goals aligned with their purpose, their mission, and their passion. Now that just blew away that myth that only 3% of the people write down goals. Right now, we know 19% do. But listen to this: 15% write down all of their goals in specific, measurable details. Let me say that again. 15% write down their goals in specific, measurable details. Now, listen, so that you know where this survey came from, it came from ThinkTQ, which is a training and publishing organization. You can look them up on the internet. You're going to find them. 12% maintain a clearly defined goal for every major interest in their life role. Now, that means if their life at home with their wife, with their kids, at their church, at their business, doesn't matter what it is, they are literally, they have it written down, they have it focused. I use 3x5 cards. I carry them in my billfold. I carry them everywhere I go so that I can constantly stay focused on where I'm going. They're in my journal. 12% identify related daily, weekly, and long-term goals with deadlines. Okay, 26% are focused, 19% set goals, 15% write those goals down, 12% write a plan to go with each of those goals, and 12% break that plan down into daily, weekly, and long-term goals. Now, here's the great one. 7%, only 7% take daily action towards the attainment of at least one goal a day. Now, think about this. Where do you fit in? Where are you at here? Are you in that 26%? I think that's awesome. It's still a minority of the people, but it's awesome. If you're in the 7%, then you're kicking it up. You're moving in the right direction, and this call is just kind of a refresher course for you. That's what we have to do. If you look at these results, you look at these stats, you realize that we're still at a 26%. That would be an F if we were getting graded. We all know that. But it's that minority. Now, what this does prove and ring true is the 80-20. 80% is done by 20%. Well, guess what? 20%, 26% of the people have defined goals. Typical. That means 80% of the people are out there just wandering around. Some of them might be on your team right now. Some of them could be on your network marketing team and have no clue what they're doing or where they're going. That's the scary part about all this. Let's look at some of the other stuff that John wrote down. I think this is good. How are you gonna state your positions? You know, how are you gonna move forward? The process of reaching your dream is like using a GPS system and being able to navigate through the roadblocks, the obstacles, the breakdowns, the chains across the road on that journey as you're moving forward. So one, here's what you need to do. Write this down. And you know, we get a lot of listeners. We get a lot of people that listen to the archives. We're starting to get viewers over here now that are watching the actual show. Listen, you have to write this stuff down. You can't just put it in your mind and think you're going to memorize it. Because I guarantee you, 24 hours later, 50% of everything you did remember is gone. That's a scientific fact. So write this down. What's your present position? You've got to ask yourself, where am I at right now? Do I have any defined goals? Am I doing anything? You know, what's going on? And be honest. If you're lying to yourself, you're going to lie to everybody else. So be honest. Know where you're going. Know what you're doing. Focus on that, okay? Number two. What's my future position? Okay, put into words where you want to go, and be detailed. Okay, don't say I want to take a trip. You know, we've been through this. You have to write down in perfect detail what it is you're looking for, what it is you want. It's mandatory if you're going to make this thing fly in the right direction. Let's look at some of the other stuff we've got here. Number three, the position, the positions in between where you're at and where you want to go. That's the reality of it. Where are you at? What are you doing? What are you gonna accomplish along the way? In other words, what are your benchmarks? How are you gonna know you've attained anything? How are you gonna know you're gonna achieve anything if you don't have down what's my next step? What's the next step that I need to take? You know, as you begin, I think, to write down all of these steps, as you really start to focus on them, what you're gonna do is you're gonna be redefining your dream the whole time. You're going to be going through here and realizing, okay, I'm taking a little different path because of my daily actions. I'm taking a little bit different path because of my monthly objectives. You know, one of the things that we did in 2009, and we did it for three quarters, is we would release an updated version of the social marketing directory. We put updates on websites, updates on stats, new tools, new everything. We did not do it for the fourth quarter. And one of the team guys said, are we going to do this? I said, no, what we're going to do instead is we're going to launch this new MLM book. We're going to get it out the door. Then we're going to launch a 2010 version of the social marketing directory because so much has changed this year. I mean, the streaming video, now you can stream live, you know, so you could do actual training, stream it live, then put it on your website. I mean, there's so much stuff that has changed now that we're going to be putting that into the new social marketing directory. You know, but we had the goal. We wrote it down. We knew every quarter what we were doing. We had the team looking every quarter. Where are we going? What's new? What do we need to do? How are we going to get there? You have to know the steps in between. You know, when you examine all your actions and you start looking at what you've written down and you look at, okay, here's the position. Here's where we're at. Here's where we want to go. Here's everything in between. Now you start examining those daily actions. You start really honing in and looking at what's working for me? What isn't working for me? Where do I need to go? What do I need to eliminate? And here's a few more things that you can write down. Number one is you just got to do something. See, most people dream it, and you can't do that. You have to actually do something. The process starts with an action. The more actions that you do along the way, the closer you're going to get to your Declaration of Independence, the closer you're going to get to being able to say, I've accomplished this first objective. See, that, folks, too many times that just doesn't happen. And that's where you've got to make the difference. See, the difference between a dream and wishful thinking is what you do on a day-to-day basis. I wish I could tell you that I did that, but I didn't. That was actually from John Hancock, one of the founders of this country. And let me say it again because I just love quotes. The real difference between a dream and wishful thinking is what you do day-to-day. See, it's what you happen to do today. It's what you're going to do tomorrow. I've got a consulting job right now I'm doing for a company, and it's so great to see every day we've got objectives we're hitting. Every day we're creating new training. Every day we're getting people out into the field. And it's awesome to see the change just in the field force and in the people at the corporate office. It's phenomenal. Second thing you need to do as you examine all your actions is do something today that relates to your dream. Don't just do something. Do something that relates to your dream. That's why I write it down on a 3x5 card. If Paige and I are at the store, I've got a book I can read. If I'm in the back and I'm not working, I've got a book that I can read. If I'm out in the back, my journal's there. I'm flipping through. I'm seeing what I was supposed to do today. I'm checking everything. I want to know that I'm hitting the mark. I want to know that I did something today to reach my dream. And sometimes it has nothing to do with business. One of my daily dreams is how can I give a good inspiration to my kids? How can I help them understand that I love them and recognize that and let them know I'm proud of them? And did I tell them I love them? You know, did I give them a little swat on the butt? Did I give them a hug? Did I kiss them? Do they know by my actions that they truly are the most important thing in my life? Sometimes it's just a little message over on Facebook, but that's one of my goals. So every day I'm focused on that. Every day I'm striving to do something more and something more to reach those dreams so that one of these days when the good Lord takes me home, my kids look back, and the one thing that they'll say without a shadow of a doubt is Dad was proud of us and Dad loved us. Now, as most of you know, that's part of that's baggage from my past because I've never heard my dad say, I love you or that I'm proud of you. And I never want my kids to go through life not knowing that I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So those are things that I do. Now, you're going to do different things, understand, and I do different actions based on my different objectives and the dreams that we have. But here's the third thing you have to do. Do something every day that relates to your dream. Now let's flip back. I want you to understand these are two different things. Do something today that relates to your dream. Do something every day that relates to your dream. See, sometimes we'll do something today, we'll hit an objective and we start to celebrate. And we celebrate for too long. That's the problem. You can't celebrate all the wins every day. You got to go out and make new wins. So you're going to do something every day that relates to your dream. Personal growth is a must if you're going to reach your dream. Every day you should be able to see where you've grown a little bit. Every day people should be coming to you and saying, I see a little bit of a difference in you. I'm proud of you. Now, I got an email from the president of a company yesterday, and he said, you know what? You've helped us to get our foot in the direction that we need to go. He goes, we've been sitting here, you know, kind of going in circles, and thank you. Last night I was on a webinar with a different company listening to their president talk, and it was amazing because he had partnered with a network marketing company. He's a network marketer too. I mean, they're two different companies partnered together, and 90 days into the partnership, they realized that they've got different cultures, and those cultures were not coming together whatsoever. One of them was focused on the business. They're focused on building a home-based business. They're focused on the intricate details that it takes to build that business. While the other network marketing company was just really focused on the selling the dream. Go out there and sell the dream. Show people that they can be financially independent. And they weren't working them through the details on what to do. Now, based on their culture, that was okay. They didn't have a technical-based product before. It didn't matter. Now, here was a company coming in with a majorly technical-based product. Wasn't working at all. These two powerful leaders realized that, and they separated as friends. They're moving their companies apart. They're both moving with their people based on the type of culture they've created. That's beautiful. Guys, they knew exactly what they needed to do, and because it took them 90 to every day, it was something new, but every day they worked on it. It is something that's going to be one of the smoothest divorces I've ever seen in network marketing. But they have a plan, and every day they're working on that plan. And when they realize this isn't the direction we need to go to make this happen, they go in separate directions. Guys, that's what this is all about. So you got to consider your options. Every day, you're not stuck in going down one direction. There's always offshoots, there's exits, there's detours, everything you can take. You've got to consider all of your options. You've got to know where you're going. And if you get to a situation that truly determines that you need to change directions in order to reach your objective, then you do that. You don't feel bad about it. You know, Winston Churchill put it this way, how beautiful the strategy, you should occasionally look at the results. So you may have the greatest strategy in the world, but if you're not looking to see if you're getting the right results, what good is your strategy? I could go around all day long and tell Paige that I love her. But if I'm not hitting the exact love language that she has, what good is that? I mean, it just doesn't work that way. You have to be able to touch and know that your strategy is working. You have to know that you're moving in the right direction. You have to look at the results. Now, obviously, with six kids, it's pretty good results. I can tell you that we've got a great relationship. It's probably just like most successful marriages. We have our ups and downs, and some days she likes me, but she loves me all the time. Okay, that's the key, and that's what you want to know with every one of the dreams that you have in life. Are you working towards it, and are you hitting it? Are the results showing that you're making progress? You can have a great strategy, but you got to know if the results are there. You need to utilize all of your resources. This is huge here, okay, and write this down. I know we're getting close to the end of the call today, but you got to write down this because if you're not utilizing all your resources, then what good is it? Now, I'm going to use an example. I'm going to use John's example that he wrote in the book. I think this is great. We all know he's a writer, and he's out there looking at writing new books, and he's got a new one that's going to be coming out soon. Here's what he looks at. Number one, a really good idea. Does he have a really good idea for the book? Okay, do you have a really good idea for your dream? Second thing that he does he have an excellent team? Okay, do you have an excellent team? Remember, there's no Lone Rangers in this gig. You're going to have to make sure you've got the right team members or you're attracting the right team members. The other thing he looks at is his deadlines. Okay, where's his deadline? And to do great and important tasks, you've got to have deadlines and a plan of action. Well, do you have a deadline and a plan of action to reach your dreams? That's the question that you've got to ask. A creativity. You know, as you put your teams together, as you start to brainstorm stuff, you know, does it work? That's one of the calls that we had yesterday. We were talking with corporate people, technical people, and then there was the two of us that worked together in the field, and we're sitting there looking at them saying, okay, now, have you thought about this from a field standpoint? Have you thought about this from a field standpoint? And the more we got into this, the more the brainstorming, it was beautiful because the creativity flowed. You know, you got to look at what's the opportunity. You're going to always have a lot of hard work. You're going to have a lot of stuff going on, but is there an opportunity? Otherwise, is there a need? Is there a desire for what it is you're doing for your dream? Is this just self-internal, or are you out there helping? Because for dreams to succeed, you've got to be able to help more people. In other words, the dream's got to be bigger than you. when Dalton and I started forming the Gulf Coast Disaster Relief Team, it had nothing to do with us. It doesn't say Dalton and Troy's Disaster Relief Team. It says the DRT. That's it. And you go in and you help people, and we'd go to, like, our first stop was Bay St. Louis, where we were cooking food with the cooker, and we were helping people and giving them shade and shelter and just an ear to listen. You know, then we went back a few months later and we helped a man just totally gut and redo his house, and we sheetrocked it, new air conditioning, new everything, so he can move back in. You help other people. When the dream's big enough, everybody wants to come along. We started sharing with what we were doing. Well, next thing you know, we've got more people than we can handle. So now we're helping other people. You know, you got to know what the opportunity is. You've got to remove in your life all the non-essentials. Anything that's not helping you move towards your dream, get rid of it. If you're sitting around 5 out of 7 days of the week and you're watching football or you're watching some TV show that's dull and negative and does nothing but waste your time, you know, stop it. If you're going out to the clubs because you just want to be feel good and live a fantasy and not have to face the fact that, man, we're in a recession, stop it. That isn't going to help you pull out of it. You got to get rid of all the non-essentials. Embrace all of your challenges. Man, the challenges are the pathway to your dream, man. You're going to go through them. Every day I've got a new challenge that hits my life. Every day I get excited because I know I'm getting closer to it. I'm getting closer to it. It's kind of like any of the movies that you'll see out there, like Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. You know, the closer they get to the destination, the more the obstacles, the more the battle. That's life. You know, that means you're going in the right direction. So as we get down to the last 10 minutes or so of the call, I want you to focus on some stuff here, because if we do this right, if you understand the pathway question, if you understand and start writing out the strategy and reviewing the results on a daily basis, on a monthly basis, on a quarterly basis, on a long-term basis, you're going to be able to accomplish what other people aren't. You'll be able to accomplish so that when you're sitting there at a nice local pub or a coffee shop and you're talking about your dreams and all that and somebody says, well, I've done that, you can look them and say, did you write it down? Did you have a plan of action? You know what you're going to find out? They didn't do what they were supposed to do. What happened is it got to be January 1st, and they put together, what do we call this, the New Year's resolution. Wrote it on a scrap paper maybe, lost it, thought about it, lost it. And the funny thing is the number one resolution is I'm going to lose weight, and that's usually right after they've had one of these gigantic blowout parties where they've eaten hot wings and caviar and hamburgers and sushi and chili and nachos. Yeah, I'd feel bloated too and want to say, man, I'm not going to eat no more. I'm going to diet. Till the next day, and they open up the fridge, see all the leftovers, and decide they're going to eat some more. You know, it's the craziest thing. But as you consider your strategy for reaching your dream, I want you to use an acronym that John has taught me years ago and he put in this book. It's the acronym SECURE. And just write down the word SECURE down the page of a paper. You get it written down. The S stands for state all your positions. What is your starting point? What is your ending point? What steps do you expect to be in between? So the S stands for state all your positions. E, examine all your actions. What actions must you take every day to get closer to the dream? That's powerful. You know, that is truly powerful. The C, consider all your options. See, most people don't even think about that. So consider all your options. What parts of your strategy are you willing to alter to move forward? See, it's not about the direction you're going. It's not about the strategy. It's about the end result. So you may have to change that. The U, utilize all your resources. What resources do you have at your disposal? And I mean, list them all. Remember, we got to be specific, so you list them all. This is, and we're going to go back over this in a second. The R, remove all of your non-essentials. What activities are you currently engaged in that do not contribute to your journey on your dream, towards your dream? Think about that. You know, if I tell somebody I want to be a best-selling ebook publisher and sell more ebooks on the internet than anybody else. But yet all I do every day is send emails that are wasting my time and are not important. I'm not accomplishing my dream. So you have to remove all the non-essentials. Embrace your challenges. What problems, what situations, what obstacles, what failures do you expect to face on your journey? Those are important. You got to be realistic on this. What can you do to avoid what may be unavoidable? Now think about that. That's a tricky one, okay? It's starting to sound like Batman and Robin. What can you do to avoid what may be avoidable? See, if you take time to look at everything right, you may avoid some obstacles and never have to worry about them. What can you do to prepare yourself to meet your challenges? What different paradigm do you need? What different mindset, what different attitude must you go through in order to get this done right? What must you do to prepare yourself for failure? There's not a dream out there that somewhere along the way there weren't failures. We've got all these lights here in the studio that's around us. Okay, these were because one man failed thousands of times to create the light bulb. We know there's going to be failures. So let's go over this real quick again. State your position. Examine your actions. Consider your options. Utilize your resources. Remove all your non-essentials and embrace your challenges. Folks, if you'll do this, I guarantee you this is going to put you even closer to reaching your dream. This is going to let you know this really is my dream. I'm putting it to the test. I'm laying it out. And by the end of this series, you may have a new dream. But you're going to own it. You're going to have it. It's going to be yours. And you're going to be on your way to where 2010, when we probably do a series similar to this again, you're going to say, I'm rocking. I'm in the right direction. That's the key to all of our calls, folks. Tonight, Aces Radio Live. I'm excited. One of the early leaders in my life as I started to build the company ProStep was a young man named Todd Falcone. Every day, Todd would be sitting there on the phone calling leads. He was getting leads from us. He was one of my trainers. I was paying him on a weekly basis to be one of our national trainers. He was training folks. He was calling leads. He was walking his talk. It was beautiful. We'd do three-way calls. I had to put a special line in to my office just so that he could call me and we'd do three-way calls. Call me in the afternoons, call me at night. Whenever he was on the phone, he was buzzing. I have watched him go out there and mentor and coach somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 to 10 network marketers now that make an excess of six figures a year and have net worths in the seven figures. I watched him mentor one person that became better than him, and this gentleman would actually sponsor 25 to 30 people a month. Personally, because of Todd's training. Tonight we've got Todd on the phone. He is probably the one person I know that is a master on the telephone. He can, even in today's society that's internet driven and technology driven, Todd can teach you how to overcome. And everything that he teaches for the telephone can be turned around and utilized on one-on-one training calls. It's beautiful. Okay, and I'm. He coached me when I left my corporate position, came into network marketing again. I went to Todd and said, look, I want to get refreshed. I want to get good at it. I want to learn to do it right. I want to build, you know, and Todd was there. So we're going to have Todd on tonight. It's going to be a great show, Aces Radio Live. You can go to acesradiolive.com. It's 5 p.m. Central to 6 p.m. Central. You don't want to miss this call. And listen, Todd is so focused on being on this call tonight. He called us yesterday. He was on his way down to his river property. He's going fishing or hunting for the weekend, and he's going to make this call with us. He's going to be on the radio show. That's dedication. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Oh, wait a minute. It's Friday. We'll talk to you on Monday. Bye now.